is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Liquidation Center, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful Monday morning, God is good. We are in the land of the living. Someone, slap yourself, you're living, you're still here, baby. You could have been gone, it could have been me, but you're still here. Give God praise, honor, and glory for the fact that we're here. This week, we're going to get into some things, I suppose. We're going to dabble in things around this, you know, kind of skirting the proverbial bush of politics, not necessarily diving all the way into it, per se, for any political organization. But we're going to talk about national positions, national growth development, and identifying those particular positions. We're going to talk some speculation. And we're going to be as decent as possible. Look at me. Look at me. Hello. Look right here. You're looking at me. We're going to be as decent as possible. The indecency is absolutely rich. It came across my phone. I had to sanctify the thing after that. It was too much. It was gory. Just to imagine the thing alone is too much, right? We're not going to talk about the office of the Prime Minister has taken on a very strong position indicating that those persons with these sort of vicious allegations will be sought out and found out significantly. Right? My phone went crazy this weekend. I had a beautiful weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend too. Had an opportunity to be able to go down there and, you know, shameless plug. I got to do this, right? I'm looking at sponsorship from these people. But today, I got to let you know that I had a great time this weekend. Went down there to the movie, right? And had an opportunity to be able to watch Bad Boy. Oh my God, listen to me. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Spoiler alert. Get Them Reggie is in the thing. The thing is absolutely bananas. If you're a fan, if you're one of the persons who've been watching the entire series from the inception and you want to be able to see the evolution, this was a great, great movie for all the fans and even for those enthusiasts who just want to be able to see those spectators, you want to be able to do that. I normally don't kind of, you know, shout out these particular things, but, you know, this is for us. This is for our generation. This is for them 80s babies who've been watching Will Smith from the get-go, from Jump Street when he was wearing those Jordans. Even after the slap, the man is still tight, right? Go watch the thing. It's a beautiful movie. If that's something that you do, it was a beautiful time. My wife and I enjoyed our weekend. We slept for the majority of the weekend. Man, didn't we need sleep? Amen. I mean, I'm telling you, we were absolutely exhausted. The 2 weeks prior to that was absolutely crazy in terms of running up and down here and there doing these particular things. And you know we were busy doing the stuff for politics, so I'm grateful, guys. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Grateful to kind of talk about these things. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out on Village Road, right there at the Village Road Shopping Plaza. They got everything laid out. If you're in the market and you're looking for, looking to bring this thing from your mind, right? If you're looking to make that thing pop, you got scribbles on the paper. I want this thing here. And you don't know how to do that. Go down to Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They can be able to assist you with that. Please do so. Go down and check them out. They can be able to assist you in many ways as it relates to your graphics, your printing, all your needs, whether this is for the church, whether this is for school, whether this is for your project, whether this is for, you know, an obituary, whatever it is. whatever it is, and you need that thing to pop, whether this is graduation, we're in that particular time now, whether this is for proms, a lot of persons are going to be doing some stuff for proms. Guys, go down to Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. Da Vinci's Printing 242, they can be able to assist you in making your ideas pop on paper. You got to be able to do that and check them out. Just let them know that Howard Grant sent you down there, and they'd be more than happy to take very, very, very good care of you. Also, I got to shout out my good, decent people, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to insurance. If you're in the market for insurance, you got to be able to check them out. They got their, if you're looking for your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, your liveries, all of those particular things, and you have a fleet, and you won't be able to get assistance with that because you got your cars, you got your plates, but you ain't got your insurance. You don't know how you can do that. They have in-house financing. In-house financing. Go down there and check them out. They can take very, very, very good care of you. Ask for my good friend, Ethric Bowe. Got a shout out to Ethric Bowe. Ethric says to me that he's looking for someone in administration. Ethric Bowe is looking for someone in administration. Please reach out to him. Go through the process. Send all the information. He'd be more than happy to assist you. 341-1AFS. 341-1AFS. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They can take very, very, very good care of you. Check them out. They are open 9 to 5, and on Saturdays they're open from 9 to 2. All right? Guys, it's a beautiful day. I want you guys to join me in conversation today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. My finger is going to be on this phone today because I could feel this spirit of indecency coming on. Let's be decent. Let's be decent. Let us be decent. As we talk about these things, about national issues, where we are for the purposes of growth and development, trying to identify whether or not we're making any strides toward onward together. I know that the Free National Movement has taken on this sort of a concept and idea to say that we're unstoppable together. But together, we seem to be separate. Together, as a nation, as a people, we seem to be divided significantly. And the conversation that I'd like to have is about the concept and idea of unity. And when, where, oh, where could my integrity be? Yeah, I just want to be decent as I say this to you. Oh, where could my integrity be? Political integrity, social integrity, integrity that's steadfast in the position of trying to be able to identify your convictions and moving towards that thing relentlessly. Where is our integrity? Where? It seems like a heathenistic concept and idea has washed over us. Can I say this? Is it okay that we talk like this? It seems as though this kind of free-for-all concept and idea, the relentless pursuit of pleasure and being able to ingest as much as we possibly can unto ourselves, it seems as though that we have become hypnotized in this concept and idea that you've taken all for me to another level. I say that not because of the speculations, not because of the allegations, not because of these sort of things that exist in social media, but simply because of the perpetuation of it. Simply because you put a light on that. You pursue the exact same thing that you allege. Can I say this? Can we talk like this today? It is absolutely sickening. Not just the act and the perceived perpetrators, but those who seek to be able to blow it up on social media. I mean, let's be decent about this. Let's be decent about this. Let's be decent about this. Please, anyone, especially in the midst of these speculations that exist, I cannot praise anyone for these things because you seek to pull these particular persons down because of your political affiliations, because of your disdain in your position. Can I say this, man? Can we talk like this? Your hatred. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe it's hatred. Maybe it's just an indifference that exists. Maybe it's a political opposing. Maybe it's blackballing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's I want to be able to blackmail I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, your intentions are the exact same from that which you allege. You're no different. You're absolutely disgusting. All of this. We have walked into a space and time in this country where you've forgotten God. We have forgotten our purpose. We have forgotten the path that we were called to. We have forgotten the reason why we're here. You've forgotten. Moses have only gone off to Mount Sinai to pray for us and come down with the two tablets, a tablet for the way forward, and meet the people worshiping a calf. That's what's happening right now. We're out here because of that time and separation from principle, the time and separation from authority, the time and separation from supremacy, and identifying that we have become consumed with an idea to feed our flesh. It is represented in every subsector in our country. It's an exhausting thing. I cry shame on every single one of you. It's a shame. And no matter what position you sit in this country, if you're one of the partakers of this relentless flesh, that you first serve unto Moloch, and now you ingest and defile your position and forget the purpose in which you were called to, for all subsectors and positions of leadership in this country, I cry shame on you. It's a disgusting thing. I want to say to you that I believe in a Bahamas that's better than this. I believe in it. I believe that we are called for more than this. And you say what you will about this kind of a idealistic concept and idea, I believe that hedonism should be shunned away with. I believe that just the idea alone of being able to see this perpetuation of evil, we should be able to deal with it accordingly. I'm disappointed. As I look at the body politics in this country, as we just came out of the convention for the Free National Movement, now we're having a conversation about national issues, and we're seeing these things, that the flames, the embers of tribulation, the embers of controversy are being fanned in the PLP right now, and there is a desire for us to talk about. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to be distracted. I don't have the time. I don't want to be distracted from being able to digest and dissect what's happening from a national standpoint with our position in this budget. This is strategically by the PLP that doesn't have the wherewithal to say, this is not a PLP budget. This is a PLP's budget. And a perpetuation of the same old is represented in this new day. I don't want to be distracted, but you seek to distract me with red herrings. You seek to distract me with morsels of pleasure that tantalize, and human beings seek to run after that and forget the real issues. What are we doing in this country? I just want to talk, man. I just want to be decent as possible. I make no allegations, no speculations, point no fingers, call no names. Because far as I'm concerned, this has been woven into a blanket that we could almost throw on everybody. I just want to be decent as I say this. This is too much, guys. We are called for more, man. But the time that we have, our time, it may feel long, but this is only a blink, a twinkling of an eye. And with that time, we have the responsibility to be mature, to be steadfast, to focus, to unite towards a greater objective of fixing this Bahama land. Do you not believe that we're paradise? Do you not believe that God lives here? Oh, Howard, stop talking about God. Jesus has left us a long time. If we look at leadership across the board, public, private, and otherwise, It'll be safe to say that there is no divinity, there is no supremacy, there is no acknowledgement of something that's higher than. Guys, I want to talk with you today. I want to have a decent conversation in the spirit of national growth and development of where we need to go from where we are. I want you to join me in conversation 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Government to unveil plan for BPL Partners for Power Company. Expected to be revealed today. This New Day administration has shown us absolutely nothing new. They've done nothing new. This is the playbook of yesteryear, a playbook that all you did was scorch out the model, the concept, and the banner in which it stood for and scribbled in this kind of a New Day concept. You penciled it in. But you're giving us the exact same playbook. There's nothing new, innovative, creative, and ingenious about anything that's happening here. This approach to be able to identify opportunities for those that you support, for being able to release these particular things that come under the government umbrella simply because of laziness or lack of creativity or whatever it is. Oh, the government can't bear it anymore. We can't do this anymore. We need private. Why are you even here? We're still having conversations about whether or not we're going to sell the prime minister. It's still relentlessly hopeless. Hopeful. We are the ones who are hopeless. The prime minister is hopeful as it relates to the sale of the Grand Lucayan. And we wait with bated breath whilst there's a conversation about spending $30 million. And they presented the $30 million. You say, what the hell? You can spend $30 million on what? Then you come back and say, well, it's not really $30 million. It's only going to be about $4 million. And then the other $26 million is going to be for us to be able to refurbish some things. And the Afro XM Bank and so forth. And so, oh, come on. Come on. $30 million? And the airport still sits in the position where $30 million. And you're still having a conversation about $357 million from the Grand Bahama Port Authority, but the decisions that you make with what you have is not showing me that you're concerned about national growth and development. That your concern has shifted even from the development of the infrastructure into this kind of an idea to give this concept in the minds of those that support you that we're doing something. I want to talk today. But I won't be decent. And in the spirit of decency, join me. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Attention pizza lovers, Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you. Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today.
This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time
and only at Marco's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfection for everyone, every lifestyle. Every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, your friendly and affordable vendor one-stop shop, where you can get all of your groceries, kids' lunch snacks, and vendor snacks items at the best prices in town. Don't believe us? Find us on Mackey Street in the red, white, and black building south of Chesapeake Road. We don't stock anything. We just buy deals, so you better get there first. Call us today at 698-0123 or WhatsApp 557-2522 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily updates. Remember, always make us your first stop.
you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. In your company, the foundation here, live and in full effect. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. I'm grateful. Guys, give me a call. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up. 422-4796. There's a lot of deaths. I think it's about 3 recorded deaths this weekend. And I continue to be able to pray for the families of those persons who, lost their life far too early. And I think we woke up, was it yesterday or today? Yesterday? To the death of someone in Long Island. And so that kind of threw me off to be able to identify those things, because the truth of the matter is that I was concerned. A lot of persons from Nassau that I know was in Long Island, including C.A. C.A. Nuri, right? Sawyer Boy and others were definitely down there in Long Island. So you gotta be able to take your time. I just want to be able to say that to all those persons as we continue to be able to have these kind of conversations about where we are. Guys, I just want to talk with you. It's an exhausting thing. And I feel as though, I don't know, I don't want to say that, I'm the only one doing it. I'm not. I believe that there is always a remnant. And I believe that there are always persons who have has this kind of a posture and position with determination to be able to speak truth to power and really see our country and community blossom the way that we intend, the way that it's called to be. So I'm always grateful to have this kind of a conversation with you, but I always like to be as transparent as possible. It's an exhausting thing to see that we're losing our country. To do our best as the fire rages, and we kind of stand off from a safe distance with our garden hose and say, well, I'm doing the best I can as an individual. And those with care and concern about the nation sits there and say, somebody got to do something. That's one of the most depressing things, even the image alone. That all of us have the capability of doing the exact same thing. Every little matters. Every little bit counts towards being able to perform, transform, and really see a true sense of growth in this nation. Every little matters. We can't continue to throw our hands up to the concepts and say that, well, you know, it is what it is. Child, what I could do? It was like this before. Why are we here? Is this what we're here for? This could only be the reason why you tell your children, stay in the States. Child, you might as well stay in the States. See if you can get your card available. Go to Canada. Stay over there. Why are we running away from real issues? Why are we not trying to be able to identify and shed light on the transgressions that's happening in our community? Why? I want to talk to you about it, and I want to be transparent about it. It's hurting me. I don't believe in perfection. I don't believe that we're perfect. None of us are. Not collectively, not individually. But if we focus and stay steadfast, determined to make something happen, I believe that we can do it together. Have you lost faith in the nation? Have you lost faith in your political organization, in your party, in the concepts and ideas of democracy, or the idea of governance? Have you lost faith in it entirely? So what do you do at this juncture? All you do is meander and wait for death? Is that what we're doing? Have we come to the juncture? Have we come to this kind of a posture and position as a community where all we do is wait for death? And we fill that void, that space where there can be productivity. We fill that with party. We fill that with the consumption of alcohol. We fill that with pleasure. And we could be able to smile into the long good night and say, well, at least we had fun whilst we were here. There's no focus on tomorrow. There's no focus on our children. There's no focus on the idea for true sense of growth and development. And we are yet distracted again by foolishness. Guys, if you hit me up on the 827, please hit me up, 422-4796. You can text me on that particular number. I'm on here now. I won't be able to answer that telephone call, okay? Please hit me up, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Is the call on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello. Good day, Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Had plenty of acid on the beginning.
I was chilling all weekend.
Because you were doing plenty talking. The hour almost over. Are you waiting for?
I appreciate your telephone call. I told you that my finger is going to be on the button today. We got to talk about national growth and development. For the entire weekend, I had an opportunity to be able to identify some of the things that have gone contrary. For the entire weekend, whether it's on social media or otherwise, I've been getting information, and I was only just chilling at home and ingesting the information and identifying those particular positions. And as I identified those positions, I wanted to talk about it. I believe that we've gone contrary from our position, and I believe that we as a nation are too timid. We're lackadaisical in our posture and approach. And we believe that, how would no one talking about this? Why the hell are you talking about it? Why don't you just shut up and let's just deal with the matter of the time? Let's get rid of the PLP. Maybe that'll fix it. No one wants to fix themselves. Everybody wants to fix something. And no one wants to start with us. Is this conversation, as we identify the infractions or the indifference that exist in others, is it that hard for us to recognize that maybe we should start with ourselves? Don't fight me. Don't fight me, because I'm not fighting you. If you don't want to participate in this conversation, it's fine. Because there's enough tribulation and enough host to talk about a myriad of things. But today I want to talk about us. Is what exists at this particular time? Is it as a result of the fact that we just lackadaisical, like, are we done? Talk to me. Are we done? Should we even try? I've had many persons come to me and say, Howard, you should, you know, participate from a political standpoint. And I felt like, you know, I don't know if I'm interested in that anymore. Not because there isn't a need, not because I've lost my flair and passion for it, but because will I make a difference? Will I make a difference? And then I think about the starfish, the story about the starfish and the shoreline littered with starfish. A little girl just running up and down as the guy tells the story and taking one starfish at a time, throwing it in the water. And the old man says, hey, baby, what are you doing? It's impossible for you to be able to help all the starfish like that. And she said, yeah, but, and she throws one in. She says, I'll help that one. I often think about this. And I'm wondering whether or not your heart is aligned with national growth and development, that we could participate with conviction to see the country move in the right direction. I want to talk with you like this because I'm disappointed, and I do not want to talk to you about any specific allegations. But I want to talk to you about the idea of leadership and what our expectations are from a national perspective. I'll give you this kind of a preamble about decency. I just want to be decent. Let's charge the minds of those persons who may not even be prepared for it today about the reason for us to be able to move forward. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
This is Diana Hamilton. I'm an artist. I sing, I write songs, and I wrote, I received 3 songs for the Bahamas. And the first one, I don't know if you've heard it, was called Cuckoo Nation.
Cuckoo Nation?
Cuckoo Nation.
Cuckoo Nation.
Okay, I'll look it up.
The second one is called No Migrant. And in fact, those songs are dealing with everything. As you know, in every civilization, the role of artists is to voice the tribulation that people are facing or questions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a trilogy that I received for the Bahamas, and those are the first 2 I have recorded. How can I get them to you?
827-0111.
Excuse me?
827-0111.
Let me see if I can hear you better.
Yeah, you get. I get a little echo from your phone. 827.
Yeah, that echo's gone.
Yeah, 827-0111.
Okay, let me write this down.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, one of them is a CD, but No Migrants is a digital, so you could actually just scan and play it.
Okay. I'd love to hear it. So you say, okay, Cuckoo Nation.
Give me the number, 821.
827.
821.
No, 827.
227.
No, no, 827.
827.
0.
0. 1. 1. 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will I'll send that one to you now.
I appreciate you, Ms. Hamilton. I'll play it right
you.
Away.
Thank you. I know what you're saying. And there, the thing is that don't be discouraged. There are people out there that feel the way you do and that are willing to be visible as they stand and say, you know, we stand for our country.
I really do appreciate this, Ms. Hamilton. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I look forward to your sending the information over. Guys, I just want to talk, man. I know there are some avid persons that they are relentlessly calling the station just to be able to hear themselves and hear their voices and try to be able to identify about the infractions that exist from one house to another. So you make all these excuses about what this house can do. Oh, you're not articulating that right. You're not saying that right. This is the way that you say that. Why don't you just tune into someone else? It's an exhausting thing. Are we going to have a real conversation with an exchange so we could understand the soul of a nation and get back to growth and development? Or are you going to pick apart what people do because you have nothing to do with your life? Let's be decent about this, man. Let's be decent. The reason why we're sitting in this position is not solely to entertain you. The reason we sit here is to bring you up to speed to what's happening from a national standpoint. And each radio host, television host, has a perspective. That's why you tune into them. You tune into them for their perspective. And so if this isn't your thing, I understand. I'm not going to fight you. But it's time for us to get back to where we need to be from a national standpoint. We've lost it. We've lost the fire that was live. The fire that every time it was, every time the winds blow, the flames get higher and higher. And no matter the tribulation that, you know, visit upon us, no matter the tribulation that visit this nation, we could be able to stand post-tribulation and say, we are relentless because of the fire. Young people have no idea where that flame even existed. They have no idea that there was even a place where we kept that flame safe. They don't know. And you don't tell them. All you do is regurgitate garbage by being able to say, child, you know what is what it is. How? How could it possibly be what it is? How can we continue to genuflect and bow down to the concept, well, you know, this is just the time that we're living in. And we are here. We get to make a change. We get a say in this. Our nation is not for sale. The soul of the Bahamian people, we are not for sale. We have to root and ground ourselves in conviction and determination to make this thing happen. Let's talk, man. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. What are you doing?
Hey, Anton, what's up?
Boy, look here. I'm right here. Look here. You're off to a powerful start, Howard. I'm listening to you, Howard. I really, really appreciate the basis of your conversation. I always appreciate the basis of your conversation. But today, you are ticking like a Rolex. Effortlessly. And there's some notes. The Spirit led me to make 3 or 4 points, maybe about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to discuss it on your show last week, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
However, I wasn't able to get it in because it's more in line with an intellectual kind of conversation. But today is the perfect show. I either wanted to get it in on your show or on Shabago's show. And today is the perfect opportunity. I listened to Dwight this morning, and I was able to contribute. And he had on Pamela. And Pamela sort of touched on it a little. And it's a topic that I always discuss. And I first discussed it in recent times on your show, where I spoke about us experiencing record level numbers of tourism, but is it really translating to economic benefit for Bahamian businesses, right? And the answer is no. The answer is no. And so let me just read it quickly, what I want to say. You can hear me clearly, Howard?
I can hear you right here.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I started by saying, share on Guardian Talk Show on Monday with Howard. If tourism's heads and beds performance is truly going to be understood and tracked properly, a few things must be determined. You with me, Howard?
I'm ready.
One, during fiscal communications and budgets and during times of tourism reporting, it must be determined beyond tourism arrivals to each island and information provided on tourism arrivals, the specific tourism performance and impact on each resort, on each Airbnb, on each restaurant, on each tourism-related business operating on each island, to wholly understand, identify, and appreciate if the tourism numbers, while at first glance, are an improvement year over year, and may even be record-setting arrival numbers, but that doesn't necessarily translate into performance for resorts, for Airbnbs, restaurants, etc. Right? You got that first point, Howard?
I like this. Go ahead.
Second one, Howard. I also find completely necessary a release of information, if even available. And if such information is not available because no such research was ever completed, how much tourist arrivals are really needed per island to truly sustain tourism success on each island? For Bahamians, for resorts, for Airbnbs, for restaurants, for all tourism-related businesses and its impact overall on the Bahamian people as well as on the government's finances, not just solely on the government's finances. You got that point, Howard?
Yeah.
Okay, final point is what should be used to assist in leading and driving how we develop marketing campaigns to attract the requisite level of tourists, develop, negotiate, and drive the requisite level of airlift and sea travel into the Bahamas and use as the basis to determine ultimately what numbers we need. What numbers we need ultimately, Howard, because Pamela, like I said, reverting back to something Pamela said earlier that really touched me in my spirit, and I tried to call into Dwight, but right after that, his show ended. I wanted to expand on it. It's like putting the cart before the horse is the way we've been doing tourism in my business. And look, Howard, let me draw from something you said to make this point even more powerful. We need to be able to have intelligence led conversations, or data-driven led conversations, in order to be able to develop the plans that we need to consistently unravel and consistently advance tourism in our country, in our best interest, in our best interest as Bahamians.
Let me see if I could surmise what you're saying for the 3 points. First point, there should be an exit poll, a post-evaluation for what's happening for physical communication to identify the impact of what's happening on each island from micro and macro. Okay,
yes.
That's what I write down. Secondly, there should be a calculation.
How it impacts each business on each island, tourism related.
Right.
Each business,
right.
Each sector.
So, and then secondly, you're saying to me that there should be a calculation for tourism numbers to identify what is needed per island to ensure that that island is out of the red.
Yes, okay. To ensure that that island is not only giving us the opportunity at the podium to boast about tourism record level arrivals, but to be able to more importantly boast about tourism record level performances for hotels, for restaurants, for Airbnbs, where we can actually demonstrate statistically the actual performance in these specific categories.
I like this. And then thirdly, I said I like it very much. And then thirdly, you're saying that we should be a data-driven society.
Using this kinds of information, we actually building from the bottom up. And so once we get that summation of information, that information is what will then drive and determine how we develop marketing campaigns, where we go to develop marketing campaigns.
But this can require thinkers and doers in government.
A whole massive plan has to
this
be developed.
This is going
to
require thinkers and doers, not bull skaters, thinkers and doers. Mm. Those persons who could sit down, devise a concept, an idea, and execute it accordingly. You got to be able to join me on the next side of the break, Anton. I got to go to this break. All right?
Okay,
join me on the other side. Guys, I like this kind of a conversation. We got to get thinkers and doers in here. Ms. Hamilton, send the information over Cocoa Nation. Cuckoo Nation. And then No Migrant. I'm looking forward to being able to hear those particular things. Guys, I got to take this commercial break, get to do's, and be right back after this.
The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique, and Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Explore the wonders of the Bahamas at Sun, Sand, and Souvenirs. Brought to you by the Tourism Development Corporation. This 8-store retail treasure chest is located on Bay Street, just 2 doors east of Bayside Food Store. Build a pal with your child. Purchase authentic Bahamian artwork or dazzling jewelry. It's a shopping adventure where the possibilities are endless. We're open 7 days a week, so join us today and let's create a community where innovation and opportunity thrive. See you there.
Stay informed with the NASA Guide and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The NASA Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The NASA Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for 1 full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon, live and in full effect. I'm here, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to kind of join in. I want to say happy birthday to my baby girl. She is 2 years old today, and she knows it's a birthday. It's wild. She's 2 years old today, and I'm grateful for her. Her name is Helena Grant. She is 2 years old, and she is a bundle of absolute joy. I'm grateful to her. I'm grateful to her mother for being able to allow me the opportunity to be able to share in such beautiful life. I'm grateful to her. I just pray that the Father continues to be able to bless her and all of us and all of our children as we continue to be able to move forward with conviction and understanding our position as parents, to be able to ensure that we have a better Bahama land for them. This is what we're doing it for. So happy birthday to Alina. If you're celebrating a birthday today, I say happy birthday to you also. And we're just talking today, man. We're just talking today and just trying to be able to air out some of the issues that we're having in our country and trying to be decent about it by not being able to identify names and individuals, but talk about the spirit of these issues. To talk about the fact that I don't believe, can I say this? I don't believe that we have thinkers in the room. Okay, let's fix that. I don't believe that there is thinking being done in the room. What room? I'm talking about national rooms. I'm talking about rooms of leadership. I don't believe anyone's thinking. I don't believe that you've dragged your will in the room. I believe that you left your convictions on the outside of that room. I believe the strength and power that you represented, why you got this job or you got this position, the wherewithal, beyond the fact that maybe you was identified as a... Maybe this was sort of a, you know, someone gave you this as a result of your commitment to political organizations, so forth. I believe that your identification and being able to get this job says to me that you should be thinking. I'm telling you, man. Y'all are too smart. Y'all are too smart of people. But y'all are cowards. Many of you. of what you have no idea what's going to happen. That's what scares you. You're afraid that you don't know what's going to happen. You can't make a determination what's going to happen. It says to me that you don't even have faith, not in yourself, not in our Constitution, not in our country, not in the future of the Bahamas. You have no faith. You're afraid to make a decision. You're afraid. And that goes from the pinnacle of leadership down to the lowliest of lows. We are afraid to make a decision as a nation. We scream sovereignty. We scream that we're individuals. We get to make our own decisions. The only time we get flared up and angry, ready to make a decision, is when we start to talk about illegal migrants. All them Haitians can't come in here and do this to us. Them Jamaicans coming in and doing what? Oh, I see all these Venezuelan people, and then, oh my God, all the Indians. That's the only time that you get flared up. But why they can't come and take it? You ain't doing nothing with it. You ain't even trying. Or how would the land expensive? We can't afford that. We're going to have to live with our mother. Let me see if I can put one little 10 by 10 in the back there and live my 7 children in that. I don't know what in your mind. You wouldn't advocate for it. You wouldn't write one letter about it. You wouldn't talk to your MP about it. You wouldn't put no pen to paper. Oh, well, how would you know? That's for educated people. My God, you got a mouth. You wouldn't stand for it. You wouldn't go downtown and hold hand and say, hell no, we won't go. You wouldn't do it. And you expect a better Bahama land. You expect immaculate conception. That's what you expect. You expect these things to come out of nowhere and happen by itself. And then we put leaders in who reflect our community, reflect our, as we thought you reflected our community. We thought you reflected our views and our opinions. We spoke to you on our couches. We spoke to you outside our gates. We campaigned with you. Then you go into the House of Assembly and you go contrary to the convictions and position of the country. It's an exhausting thing. And then you get tired. And you say, what the hell with it? Let them do them, I can do me. You know, nobody's giving me nothing, I got to work. And then your big, smart, beautiful daughter got to go look for a government job where she got to do 2 sets of interview. My God, I can't even get an amen. One during normal office hours and one after hours. And then you bite the side of your mouth and a tear. Fill up on the wells of your eye. And somebody mutter to your daughter, child, you got to do what you got to do, eh? You won't eat. But this is the Bahama land that we built. We built this. This filth that exists in there, we put them there. And we say, it's okay. Child, it is what it is. That's what they just do. You would rather run away from our nation and developing it than to stand for something that we believe in. When are we going to find our strength again? What will it take? What will it take? Who has to die for us to be able to understand that it's time for us to get up? Who? Who is spoon feeding you? For you to believe that, okay, as long as there's the steady helicopter, woo, here's your food. This steady helicopter of meals being swung around and this silver spoon flying into your mouth on a day-to-day basis. Once your daily bread is consumed, you don't concern yourself with anything else. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. That's all I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that we've seen so much. There's only one, listen to me, NASA only as big as the palm of my hand. I can't even go on a scenic route and ride around my wife around the city without passing our place twice. You hear me? We know your business. It's no allegations, no speculations. We know your business. But everybody play like we don't know. We play fool. and we identify these people, support these people, vote for these people, put them in office, and then our jaws drop when something happens contrary. What is your expectations? Man, talk to me. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I already listened to you, man. I mean, while listening to you, cause me want to talk about some other things. But I don't know what I want to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I agree with Anton for you know, once in a time like that. You know, you're talking some good things today, Howard. Like, I mean, I like how you opened it up to say, well, let's discuss some of the things that's going wrong in the country. You know, I mean, I appreciate that. But when you're talking about the country is not for sale, Howard, I mean, that's not what KB talking about, but the acronym just point and click. You know what I mean? And looking around, too, I mean, that statement seems to be, you know, against you, Howard, because it seems as if the country is for sale. You know, and like you said, we are losing the country, and that's a definite fact. And, you know, it brings back that thing about Sir Lyndon again. You know, if you're not willing to fight for the country, you deserve to lose it. He didn't say who. But obviously, he could have been talking about the politicians. And like you were saying, how would we pass it? And if you're not willing to stand up and, like, try to change some of the traditions that we have accepted to be our reality, then, you know, nothing could change. And how you was talking about the double interview, I mean, like, some real darkness is going for true, you know, Howard. And,
then,
like, you know, and these things have deep implications.
I live here, you know.
Huh?
I live right here.
Yeah, man, there's some real darkness, man, and these things have deep implications. Like, and like you said before, the acceptance of these things and stuff like that, man, these things need to change. But most importantly, what you was talking about, Howard, is you was talking about the individuals and leadership. And I mean, and Howard, when I was in school, when I used to be in school and I used to see MPs, you know, sometimes they come around to school events and, you know, you see them on TV and different stuff like that, right? I mean, I used to think so much of these individuals. I used to think that these jobs, that the jobs that those individuals used to hold used to be like something like that only the best of us could have achieved.
Yes.
You understand? Like when I was younger, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But to get up now and to look at these individuals and see that I could walk on the street and pick a bunch of different people, probably at random, who could do a better job than them.
Yes.
That's how I see them now. You know what I mean? Because the job that they do and the individuals who they are complete opposite of what I thought they were when I was younger. You know, and the thing about it is that now that I've come to that realization, right, Howard, and I realize the significance of their job and the duties that they are supposed to perform versus what they are doing, right, I feel obligated to speak against them. I feel obligated to say that, hey, look, hey, something got to give, something got to change, because like they say, evil continues when good people sit back and do nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be a part of the crew who want to say, hey, look, yeah. You know, that can't go no more.
That's
you know what I mean? And like you said, Howard, I'm willing to see if we're really serious about this thing. You know, because, I want to talk about two basic things that I notice in the country, right? And one is that you see how I want Howard, that I feel as if what we need to do is we need to find a way to get individuals who truly have solutions to become empowered. You know what I mean? Like if the government is supposed to support an individual who has a brilliant idea, like we need some mechanism of support, of public support, where individuals with great ideas don't feel afraid to go to government for fear of it being stolen from them. You know, or if they go to government with a great idea, their idea is not treated the way it should be, that they should be able to go to a body of intellectuals, a group of individuals over here who are truly concerned about helping individuals legally, however the process may be, and force the government's hand to do their job as it relates to individuals, as long as the individual's idea is one that can truly benefit the country without a doubt, right? And what I notice is that, just let's say, Howard, that, for example, I work for BTV, BAIC, just let's say they have me down there doing some kind of trade. Just let's say I'm doing welding. And I do welding for them. I teach welding or whatever the case may be, right? And just let's say out of the blue one day, you walk into BAIC and you are a welder too. No one ever taught you anything, but you walk in there and you are a revolutionary welder. You want to cut an edge. I mean, like you showing them things they've never seen before. You freaking them right out down there, right? But instead of them, like, helping you, right, and because they see what you have, regardless of which position you are in, regardless of if you know business or not. Like, they see that you have already proven yourself, and that, and what they should do now is they should use every resource of the government to try and develop you to get your full potential. But what they would do instead, right, is they would try to take whatever you have and try to see if they could improve my skills, right, and shut you out. And if someone were to go to BAIC and request the best welder or someone, they would not refer you, you know what I mean, to the individual. They would only refer the person who they know who work for them. And see, we need to stop that. We need to remove individuals with that type of mindset who believe that those type of government agencies is theirs to discriminate against people as they please. You know what I mean? They need to be there to do their job 100%, regardless of what. They need to be there to reward merit, because that is not their agency.
I like what you're saying.
You understand where I'm coming from? But they act as if it's their own. So if you walk in there and they prejudice against you, whatever, regardless of how great your idea will be, they will shut you down.
Wow.
You understand where I'm coming from? Or they will try to take, and see, that's the kind of people who need to lose their cotton-picking job.
It is a cotton-picking job. I just want to be as decent as possible as I say that. I want to thank you so much for your telephone call. It is a cotton-picking job. It is the kind of a concept and idea that is wrapped up in old-time industry, right? The way that things were in yesteryear. Things haven't really changed. This colonial concept, things haven't really changed, right? We've become more politically correct in how we approach these particular things, but there's still significant division in our country. I like when you started to try to talk about this kind of an empower those with real solutions, empower those with answers. And in the event that we can't find the trust within the government to ensure that they could safeguard your idea and not use that to elevate their friends, families, and lovers, to ensure that they not only acknowledge and provide opportunity for those persons who are in that particular space to be able to elevate, but to be able to create the mechanisms. Yeah, I agree. I agree with this particular thing. I agree with what you're saying. But, you know, that could never change until the philosophy of political organizations change. Political organizations can't be in it to ensure that they perpetuate the idea of their organization. We came up with this idea. No, that should never be. That should never be. Under a New Day administration, whether you're Unstoppable Together, under a New Day administration, whether it's People's Time or whoever it is, it doesn't matter. It's not for the perpetuation and the amplification of your organization. That's not what my ideas are for. It's not for the FNM. It's not for the PLP. It's for the Bahamian people. Both political organizations should be the one scurrying, running towards the community and say, we bring all the smart people in our organizations. Look what we've done. We are the ones who created the framework to ensure that this could exist, that the freedom of information with real teeth and accountability existed under the PLP. We've done that. We've done that. The FNM, we've done that. We've created this kind of an enterprise bill, the commercial enterprise bill, that not perpetuates the idea of foreigners getting in, but creates the framework that Bahamianization is always being able to be amplified. Partnership, that's what it is. First and foremost, your communication sucks. You don't even know how to frame it accordingly. Because the heart of your organization wishes to perpetuate that we, as the FNM, have done this particular thing. We've done this. This policy belongs to us. We've created this. This concept and idea of when the whole the FNM did. No. All you need to do is try to identify the smart people and afford them opportunities. That's where the sustainability in the organization exists. That's when people know that they're attracted to you. People are eager to get involved because they know that their ideas will be coming to the forefront. No, I got to get a part of an organization like this. This is where the think tank really is, in this organization. Oh, no. I want to be in an organization like this. They always perpetuate the fact that Bahamian people can do this first. Just said, let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hi.
Hi, Bakujo.
Hey, what's up, Anton? Go ahead.
Yeah, just want to finish up what I was saying, Howard. I think it's that critical. This is the only reason why I go back on this part of your break. But, Howard, if we use the approach that I spoke to with you, right, we would find several things happening simultaneously. One, what we are touting as records would not be records. You understand what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
If we use the approach that I laid out just now, Howard. It would inform us what we need ultimately in order to truly consider ourselves a successful tourism nation. And whatever that number is, Howard, it would be far superior to the numbers that we are touting as records currently. So what we would realize is we aren't achieving what we actually need to achieve.
Let me engage you, Anton, just for seconds, because, like I said, I do appreciate this, and I think that this is sort of a genius concept for this time, this era that we live in. Data is gold. I don't know, if you're living out here in the world and you're not understanding that information is gold, addresses, pay people. When you sign up for these things, then you give them your email address and you get these bunches. That is cost people who get millions. But anyway.
And guess what, Howard? It's not only information, because everybody could read information. It's knowing how to
process
and apply that information.
Now, let me say this to Ton. This takes thinkers. This takes not only the facade of leadership, not only the appearance of leadership, not only faces in leadership. This takes thinkers who understand that our relationships can only evolve and continue to be move the country forward if we forge strategic partnerships, right?
Absolutely.
That partnership is not just being able to identify an ambassador to this place, an ambassador to that place.
Right.
There should be an ambassador to Silicon Island, that means the Silicon Valley. There should be an ambassador strategically to the places that have created a space where you can have a greater understanding of how these things work and say, hey, listen, why don't you come and give us an infrastructural development here in the country?
Right.
We have all these things available. But that takes thinkers.
Howard, boy, look here. You are on to the last point that I wanted to make. Look, man, if we can get on the wavelength of application, of being able to analyze, knowing how to analyze and how to, more importantly, apply the information that we gather from analyzing, Howard, when we go to the table to negotiate any heads of agreement anywhere in this country, we would not use that we use in the past,
but
or
Anton,
that we use currently.
This
we
is the argument that people are saying, that in the contrast that exists between Philip Brave Davis and his position and persons like him in that kind of a age bracket, in comparison to what is the expectation for new leadership, Michael Pintard and other younger persons who are thinking in this particular manner, right?
But Howard, I want to finish my point, but man, like, I can't finish leaving what you just said on the table.
I know.
It's not necessarily a matter of age, Howard. It's a matter of thinking. It's not necessarily a matter of age. It's the only thing that is constant, Howard. You can adapt to change. You can keep up with the revolution that is taking place in the current time. You the difference necessary. So let me just end my point, Howard. Right, because you started to take the conversation even broader with applications in relation to officials such as ambassadors, who supposed to have key roles, who supposed to be able to build a database based on their accomplishments, based on what they're doing, what they were not able to get done, and what they were able to do, having a mandate, a specific mandate to accomplish a specific thing in each aspect of the world or each region of the world that they're operating in. Coming back to heads of agreements, Howard, if we are able to build this information base that I'm talking about, that would be the overall, it'd be like the blueprint, for instance, Howard. It would be the blueprint. We would go with heads of agreements with every foreign direct investment with a totally different attitude, because we would have to align ourselves accordingly to what the information is telling us we need, which would be a specific guiding point for us to operate by and to negotiate by. And when those people come, they would know, yes, you're coming to make a profit. We have our plan in place as well, and we know exactly what it takes in order to get us where we need to be. And if you're not that kind of partner that's prepared to work with us as we work with you, see you later. We'll move on to the next point. But Howard, what we have been doing, we've been putting the cart before the horse, Howard. And we have been instead chasing last year's numbers. What I'm talking about, Howard, helps you to develop a 50-plan, a 100-year plan. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
I like that, Anton.
That you can work towards.
I appreciate
instead
it.
Of just looking at last year's performance and how you improve over that.
that's not good enough. Clearly, Howard, it's not good enough. It's not going to get us to where we need to go. In addition to that, we have to think about, as it relates to this, this is the last point, Howard. I'm still on the last point. This tourism model, it only has so much room to grow, Howard, simply because we only have so much land to build buildings on, Howard. When we have marked the land and we still haven't gotten the best of the benefits, not to mention all of the benefits that there is or that exist, what will happen to us then? What will happen to that generation? We'll have to face that reality because of lack of planning from generations, decades before that generation came along. We are here now. Let us get our act together. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Howard. I pray God continue to bless you, Howard, that you would continue to open the airwaves and God would continue to use you as a vessel to encourage the upliftment of our Bahamian people along with strategic planning and evolution and thought. Thank you, my brother. God bless.
Thank you, man, Anton. I do appreciate your contribution and the way that you're impassioned. Someone just texted me and said, what happened? They kick Anton on the BLBA. They will know whether or not you've actually sparked this kind of a national position for growth and development based upon your disassociation with a political organization. I don't think that that should be so. I should have to be fired from my organization because I desire to be a thinker. You know what's crazy? The reason why Hubert Ingraham got two terms, 92 and 97, is because people wanted to see the full weight of his plan. The reason why Hubert Ingraham still has what he does, and every day it's building. Even now, that persons even younger than myself are still being able to render their talents to the feet of Hubert Ingraham is because of the vision that he cast about creating an environment to ensure that we not only build the tangible, but we built the intangible by being able to empower those with intellect to afford them opportunities to execute on the dreams and ideas, aspirations of the country to find a true sense of growth. Let's talk about this. Let's be very clear about this. The next leader that opens his or her eyes to the fact that we are not a microcosm, that we're not in a vacuum unto ourselves as an island of nations, but that forges the strategic partnerships and relationships for true growth in the country, we got to give him or her two terms, maybe even three. We got to give them to be able to see the full weight of their things come to pass. Because it can no longer be buildings. It got to be building people. It got to be creating room for ideas to grow. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guide and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Explore the wonders of the Bahamas in souvenirs brought to you by the Tourism Development Corporation. This 8-store retail treasure chest is located on Bay Street, just 2 doors east of Bayside Food Store. Build a pal with your child. Purchase authentic Bahamian artwork or dazzling jewelry. It's a shopping adventure where the possibilities are endless. We're open 7 days a week, so join us today and let's create a community where innovation and opportunity thrive. See you there.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is there an application or commitment fee? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayment penalties? Get smart.
GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
What can make you happy this time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame-grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's on Claridge Road and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 349 or 323-5267.
Now let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect. Please give me a call, 323-623-2255-4316-325-4259. Anyway, 2300-5720. We're just talking from a national perspective how our participation will be able to change not only the silhouette but the substance of our country. I just won't be decent. I think this perpetuation of being able to identify this immoral position, right? When I start to talk like this, even listening to me, I feel like, oh, you think he better than people. Oh, he think he's an angel, eh? He's, no. My wife and I had this kind of a conversation, right? And it's a hard conversation to swallow, especially when, and I can say this to you, I just won't be decent. It's a hard conversation for a woman to swallow when a man speaks about men's position and the nature of a man. To a woman that he loves, it's very hard to swallow, to speak about the nature of a man, right? Whether it's a movie, whether we're talking about family and friends or an incident that happens, and I start to explain that this is the nature of men. That men's care and concern is not about this kind of an idea for love and so forth and so on. The only time a man is concerned about those things is when he has supremacy over him. Y'all ain't gonna like me today. My God. My God, y'all ain't gonna like me today. You ain't gonna like me today, but I can talk. The only time you see a man committed, whether that be to a relationship, whether that be to a particular job, whether that be to whatever, this commitment is to a church, whether that be to an organization, when you see men commitment, that's an alignment with conviction and an acknowledgement of supremacy. Oh my God. The only time a man ain't gonna cheat on you, the only time a man ain't gonna be indecent to you, is when he acknowledges supremacy over him. That's it. I got Belgian Malinois, two dogs, that were birthed from brother and sister who did not necessarily care that they came from the same womb, because it is the nature of an animal to do what animals do. Just be decent. I also have a very clear understanding that when a man moves in a particular manner, it's not because he's indecent or he's a dog or he's a this or he's a that. It is a nature for a man to pursue these things. The only thing that stops a man is his constitution. Man, y'all ain't want to talk like this. The only thing that stops a man from making a decision contrary to the convictions or the word of God or all these particular things or his position is his constitution, his conviction, his alignment with supremacy. You can't expect these men to be to do great things
if they don't even acknowledge to God. They don't acknowledge that there is someone over them. They don't acknowledge anything. They give you platitudes and show you these, but they don't acknowledge it. They don't. There's no servitude in these areas. When we start having these kind of a conversation and talking about what needs to happen, the first thing needs to happen is alignment. We are out of line. You have forgotten. That is why I started this conversation off with this heathen concept. All of us, every single one of us are in the same position. Don't fight me. I don't expect you to be an angel when you step into politics, but I expect you every day to acknowledge your humanity. Every day to acknowledge the fact that you can't do this by yourself. Every day. I do it as a father. I don't sit behind this microphone without first being able to say a soft prayer, because I acknowledge supremacy beyond me. Every single day. And if you're doing these things and you believe that it's on your own merit, that's where you fall right there. That's your folly right there. Guys, we got to get this together. We have for a better country. Don't worry about it. One day out of seven, you will not hear my voice again. Don't worry about it. If you feel like this is too preachy, don't worry about it. This too shall pass. But the impact that I seek to make whilst I'm here is to remind you that there is supremacy above us. And for us to acknowledge that, to get in line, to get this country back in order. You've given the country over to vile men and women who've rejected the idea of supremacy and only gave us, you know, this sort of a good show. Good show, money could talk good, eh? No substance. Let's talk about these things and have a good conversation. Good afternoon, Howard. Your talk show format is indeed thought-provoking, which is always timely. It is the fact that the assumption that the past, the current, and possibly the future political leaders are not thinkers. And I am of the opinion that that is a misnomer. As those individuals, especially those in senior leadership positions, have all been excellent and exceptional thinkers and strategists. But unfortunately, their efforts were/are always skewed for their own enrichment and continued empowerment. It's a text that's coming through. I just want to talk, man. I just want to be as decent as possible as I say this to you. Good afternoon, Howard. Radio show needs to be able to give Anton his own talk show the way no one else would listen. That way no one else would listen. We could all call it and turn that tune in our radios. Okay, I'm not going to fight. All right. There's a text that's coming through. There definitely wasn't any thinking going on when they came up with the 6 months of insurance to have your car license. There aren't many thinkers in this country. I might as well tell you, the collective that sit down there and try to be able to figure out the best way to be able to get this done with what we have, there aren't many persons being able to think. These things are not expensive. There's a fear that we're going to have to spend so much money on being able to get these things done, but there aren't many thinkers. Listen, we can do better than this. There's technology available, and there are minds in this country that can do these things right now. Tender out. Not this fake ones. Not this one that you've already identified the persons that you want to be able to empower. If you put a real tender out and identify that, scrutinize that, and really allow the top five to present accordingly, and you choose those persons, you could be able to fix NIB issues. You could fix road traffic issues. You could fix these license issues. You could fix insurance issues. You could fix any of these issues that we're having. You could fix the land and survey issues to identify the crown lands. These things are chump change. These people could do this now. How do I know? I know these people. I know many of them right now who will never tell you their idea because they're afraid that the government will steal it. You're afraid. They're afraid based upon the history that has gone on before you. that speaks to the fact that after you present these particular things and someone say, yeah, we get to send this stuff to me, and they take it and they present it to their strategic partners. Now they've forged boards and you are left out in the cold. That's why the country's not moving, because the answers exist within the country. After you're elevated to a position of leadership in this country, you don't become a part of the country anymore. You lead the country. You're not a part of the community anymore. You are the leader. You need to get back to the community and identify answers to get out of here. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Great show.
Hey, thank you, man. How you doing?
Yeah, man. It might be true, you know, when they say a good man is never honored in his own country. Maybe what you have to do, because I remember submitting, my partner and I, a great proposal to the Bahamas Development Bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Thermocorn, something that you spray and you can be in the building, but you never get burned. And the building will burn down. And I saw portions of it being used on a project called Paradise Island. Now, maybe they had the same idea. But
how much you get paid for it?
No, you don't get paid for it. It gets stolen from you.
Mm.
But this is the way we live. It's a small country, you know. So if you have a good idea, and I mean something that's novel, and you can patent it, then maybe you should seek to develop it outside the country, and then the people will buy it because we like to buy things coming from outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way we are. Mm-hmm. So I don't advise anybody who have a novel idea to attempt to present it to these thieves here, because it's going to be taken. Because, you know, these guys want to die in Parliament. So they ain't interested in developing anything else that's going to outshine them. And you could think of Fox Hill. He ain't going nowhere because he's in the constituency where the people can't even see his dirt. But, you know, Mark Twain mentioned something some time ago. He says, you know, there's two most important days in your life. The day you were born is the first one, and the day you find out why is the next one, because that's the day when God shows up. Now, if you want to celebrate all the birthdays in between, because I ain't going to your birthday party if I know you're a pedophile. Because that means I'm celebrating you and your pedophilia. You agree?
Talk to me. Yes, 100% correct.
So you know, but you know, I'm becoming a little bit afraid for Anton now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he seemed to be, you said the spirit moved him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying things now that he should be presenting at the table of his party members, particularly the Ministry of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he going to present that to the minister? Because the minister is going to not move it. Because, you know, in fact, they may be considering, you know, I want to welcome him home, to a real home. But you know, Howard, I'm wondering if you would allow me to, you probably won't, but you know, you have a lot of content managers out there who are posting things and they're going to get themselves in trouble. But would you allow me to share to your listening audience how you can go about posting whatever you want to post? And you won't have a discoverable IP address that can come back and haunt you through a civil lawsuit.
You trying to help these people in their indecency?
Well, I'm just trying to make it safe. But I know you're not going to allow me to do that.
You trying to help these people in their indecency?
No, I'm trying to help them to not go to jail but still speak the truth.
I like what you said.
Because you know you know lawsuit coming up, because for them to sue you, they have to now reveal more details about them or about that action.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ain't no lawsuit. That's just a threat to frighten you. But, you know, Russia is there. And do you know about the Russian submarines that's lurking around in our waters right now, Howard?
No. I heard about these.
You
things,
heard about
but
it.
I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, Russia is there. And Russia has servers that you can use, you know, and you can be anonymous. And if you know how to use it right, you can send emails from that server and no one knows it came from you. And you can send Facebook information from that server and no one knows it came from you. And you know where you're going to find out it's you. So maybe we need to get more.
Yeah, but that's a two-edged sword. That's a two-edged sword because, like Latrey said in his particular capacity as the director of communication, we are in the silly season where they will craft information, not saying that this is right or wrong, or not saying that this is correct information or defamatory. The fact of the matter is that if it can be crafted, if it could be made up, and we could be able to send this from an anonymous IP and no one knows these things, then where are we? How do we now differentiate between what is truth and what is absolute fable?
Well, we only want the content. We only want the content to be heard perhaps 2 days before you go to vote. And that'll make a decision. But then you must also know that you can have an erasable IP address. You know, because I could send you an email, and the email would expire after you someone opened it. 10 minutes after you read it, the email disappears.
This sounds like some James Bond stuff.
No, this is how now.
Self-destruct.
Do you remember when Mark Zuckerberg, he invited about 15 of his friends when he was at, I think he went to Howard, I'm not sure. But he says, Howard, I have a wonderful idea. Y'all come over to my apartment tonight and let's discuss it. He invited 15 of them. Only two showed up. Those two who showed up today are billionaires. You see? So these ideas come. And when you're invited, especially, and you could tell your kids, if you're in university and some smart IT visit, say, I got an idea, come to the party, go to the party. Because that might be the one that changes your life.
Or it might be
moving in this direction.
Or it might be a hazing party. Let's just...
Come on, Howard, why you won't go?
I just want to be decent as possible because we know if it's 50%, 50% could be good. And 50%, you just got to be prepared and grounded when you're stepping into these arenas.
That's why I am frightened when my daughter turns 18.
Why are you frightened?
That was a joke. I'm not frightened.
Okay,
please. I'm just saying that's a moment to be very concerned if you didn't do your job bringing them up.
I agree with you.
Okay,
I appreciate you calling me, brother. Yeah, Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live and in full effect in these last few minutes. I got to take this last commercial break and be right back after this.
You try to rest, roll with the best, and indeed, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, De Gregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we are back with these last few minutes. Good day, Howard. This is a text that's coming through, guys. Make sure you send the text. I'm going to read these right now. Good day, Howard. I know we have a national development plan. We need to have a government, the FNM or the POP, follow that plan. We need to keep them honest by checking the points in the NDP lineup with a manifesto of 75% needed to be the NDP driven. It needs to be NDP driven. They keep their jobs at the end of 5 years if they complete at least 51% of the NDP goals that are set in the manifesto. If voted out, then the incoming government has to complete the outstanding NDP goals set out by the previous, now opposition, if they are lucky. LOL. It says, we, the people, know where we want to be. And too often we get swept away by the fun of campaigning and shy away from the critical assessment of the job that the government is doing and then is scared to be scared by them using all legal avenues, in quotations, to chastise us for our criticisms. This is heavy what you're saying. They're using, quote unquote, all legal avenues to chastise us for our criticisms. This is heavy that's coming through. That's a text that's coming through, guys. Let me see if I can read one more of these texts. It says, good afternoon, Howard. I just want to say thank you for being so conscious of this country. Continue being the Jeremiah of this nation. And I listen to you every day, and you're probably one of the ones that speaks the truth to power. I appreciate that. I fixed a couple of things here for you. Obviously, you know that. But I'm grateful for the opportunity because I don't ever want this kind of to be just about, it ain't about me. One of these days, you can hear me no more. One of these days, I can go off into the sunset. One of these days, I can get a decision to be able to jump up and go someplace else and just leave this alone. But the time that I'm here, I just want to be able to let you know that this is where my heart is. I really believe and believe in us. I believe in us strong. And I believe is, when you see me get into politics time, I'm going to be very critical of these men and women. I am. I want to discuss and only observing your fruits. And so when I dissect it, I'm dissecting your fruits. That's it. Oh, Howard, how could you possibly say that? This is this newspaper clipping. This is that. I'm only dissecting your fruits or lack thereof. And so when there's no expectation for you to be someone that you're not, because you've already shown us who you are. And so when it comes time to be able to talk about politics, my God, we're going to have real, real positions in this country. And we got to be able to talk about it with transparency. So I'm grateful to you guys for being able to text in and call in and have these kind of conversations with me. You say you shouldn't encourage the caller to teach people how to scandalize others. It seems cool until it's his family that's being dragged through the mud. Even the information that might be factual may be irrelevant to what we, the public, need to know for the betterment of the Bahama land. I like this text. I'm not going to fight you. And if you're that savvy to be able to create these kind of concepts, I know that you know how to circumvent certain aspects of things. No one's creating an avenue or platform for you to be able to do that. We've already saw the Wikipedia. We've already seen Wikipedia links, leaks. We've already seen these things. So there are ways that you can do things. But my fear is that you created this foolishness. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You've created this kind of an idea. You've created these concepts. I'm not calling nobody no gem or no angel. But I don't believe that we should demean our people in leadership positions to elevate our social or political position. That just don't make sense to me. It doesn't. It doesn't. I remember one time this girl was cutting up with me. Can I say this? Just as decent as possible. This one be as decent as possible. This young lady was cutting up with me. I wasn't married yet. And she was just mad flirting with me. I was out to this concert and in Grand Bahama years and years and years ago. This is over 20-something years ago. And she just kept passing me, right? So I said, why you keep passing me, right? I said, you're trying to cut up with me. Just talking, right? And someone who I knew, he said, why are you talking to him? You know, he getting married, he getting this, he getting that. Oh, I wasn't married yet, right? And we hadn't even started flirting or talk. I didn't say anything to this girl. This was only... he must he know something I didn't know. And so to defame my character or to expose certain aspects of things that showed my character or lack thereof wasn't his position. It was his position to present his desires. Does that make sense? We as men often talk about the weakness or lack thereof that exists in others, the infractions that exist in others, without being able to present our convictions, present our position, present our story of why we are the better man. It cannot be that you are seeking to be able to demoralize and pull down characters of individuals without being able to present an alternative. That's all. It's time for us to present an alternative in this nation. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us today. That is the show, and we are flat out of time. I'm grateful to every single person that called in, to text in, and all those persons that continue to be able to listen in. It's time for us to be able to build a better Bahama land. It is. And this kind of a casual approach to being able to identify the scandal that exists in men is not enough. It only perpetuates the dirt that we know that exists. Present an alternative, to present conviction, and to realign ourselves with supremacy, with God, and cast away this heathenistic concept and idea that we continue to move towards. We are bigger and better than that. This is the Bahamas. And no matter what you say, I believe that God still live here. Talk to me. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Guys, I'll see you tomorrow. God spare.
The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The foundation.